The pension and health care benefits of thousands of coal miners could be at risk. That's if a Virginia bankruptcy judge allows Patriot Coal to end a collective bargaining agreement with the United Mine Workers of America. But members of the union made it clear yesterday they're not going to lose those benefits without a fight. UMWA President Cecil Roberts stood on the bed of a tow truck being used as a stage in the parking lot of a movie theater in Scott Depot, a parking lot just down the street from Patriot Coal's headquarters. Roberts led an estimated 2,000 miners from three states in pro-union cheers, starting in the bed of that truck all the way up the street to Patriot's front door. Miners like John Alderson, who's been working in the mines for 40 years.
It's a shame that one person as a bankruptcy judge could make the decision to take everybody's pension and health care away from them.
Patriot filed for bankruptcy for a second time in May and now has asked a bankruptcy judge for permission to end its collective bargaining agreement with the UMWA, an agreement that ensures pension payments and retiree health care benefits. For miners like Alderson, it's a huge blow. But he says others have it worse.
It's really going to affect retirees who are 70, 75 years older, depend on this health care and their pension to make it through life. It's really, really feels sad for them.
In a written statement, Patriot officials say without an end to the agreement, it will run out of cash and have to liquidate. But the company has already begun selling off assets. Lexington, Kentucky-based Blackhawk Mining has agreed to purchase a number of the company's Southern West Virginia mines. And just yesterday, Patriot announced an affiliate of the Virginia Conservation Legacy Fund would purchase two additional West Virginia mines and a number of land reclamation and water quality improvement permits. But some 1,000 miners who work at those sites, like Alderson, received WAR notices this month, telling them they'd soon be unemployed.
October 3rd is going to be our last day of work. It's really a pressing situation because you can anticipate a lot of things, but you can't anticipate not having a job.
So somebody who's worked, I'm assuming, an entire career in the mines, what do you do next?
That's a good question.
As I walked with Alderson, Cecil Roberts reached Patriot's front door and pulled out his bullhorn.
I regret to inform you that nobody's home!
An empty building. The half dozen or so state troopers that planned to arrest Roberts and a small group of others for trespassing walked back to their cruisers. And Alderson, he went home too. He and his family will prepare for the worst. But first, Alderson says, he wants to see the unions fight through.